Here we go. Another edition of The Good Stuff. Kim, what are you going to share today?
I'm going to share a simple explanation of baseball. I'm not very savvy about baseball, so I did not write it, but I'm certainly looking forward to sharing it.
Well, why don't you tell us about Tri-State Livestock News to start things off?
Well, indeed. You know, ranching, that's what they do. That's what they know. That's what they research. You can immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. They have comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. Check them out. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Okay, so you got a baseball story for
us. I do. Well, no, not a story. It's an explanation.
Oh, that's even better.
Yes. This is a game played by two teams, one out, the other in. The one that's in sends players out one at a time to see if they can get in before they get out. If they get out before they get in, they come in, but it doesn't count. If they get in before they get out, it does count. When the one out gets three outs from the ones in before they get in without being out, the team that's out comes in and the team that goes out to get those going in out before they get in without being out. When both teams have been in and out nine times, the game is over. The team with the most in without being out before coming in wins unless the ones in are equal, in which case the last ones in go out to get the ones in out before they get in without being out. Now, the game will end when each team has the same number of in and outs, but one team has more in without being out before coming in.
I understand baseball, and I don't understand that. You lost me. You lost me. Okay, well, since you're doing baseball, I'm going to do something about a pregnancy question and answer period.
There okay? you go. You'll be good at this.
Here's the question. Should I have a baby after 35? The answer is no. 35 children is enough. The question is, I'm too much pregnant now. When will my baby move? Answer, with any luck, right after he finishes college.
That's right.
Question. What is the most reliable method to determine a baby's sex? Answer, childbirth.
Oh.
Question, my wife is 5 months pregnant and so moody that sometimes she's borderline irrational. Answer, so what's your question? Question, my childbirth instructor says it's not pain I'll feel during labor, but pressure. Is she right? Answer, yes, in the same way that a tornado might be called an air current. Here's a question. When is the best time to get an epidural? And the answer is right after you find out you're pregnant. Question. Is there any reason I have to be in the delivery room while my wife is in labor? Answer. Not unless the word alimony means anything to you.
Whoa.
Question. Is there anything I should avoid while recovering from childbirth? Answer. Yes. Pregnancy. Just a few things. If you're expecting out there, don't worry about it. It will be fine.
There you go. Gary Holmstedt is going to share about old C-57. We were sorting calves from cows on the Johnson Ranch over Aberdeen Way. There was a normal bellerin and bawlerin. Cows weren't looking for hay. As we're working away in the wind and dust, one black Angus stood out from the rest. Chris yelled, "Watch C-57, because to put you on the fence, she'll do her best." I watched that critter as she moved through the pen, her head high, eyes looking for fun, carried herself in an aggressive way. She's easily half a ton. She didn't move slow as most of them do, her steps full of purpose and quick. We kept sorting. I was running the gate. She spied me, charged my way, and I was slick. Up the fence, over the top. Chris yelled, said, "You okay?" She snorted, looked, and stopped. Old C-57, best stay out of her way.
I guess so. How to install a Southern home security system. Number one, go to Goodwill and buy a pair of size 14 to 16 men's work boots. Number two, place them on your front porch along with a copy of Guns and Ammo magazine. Number three, put four giant dog dishes next to the boots and magazines. And number four, leave a note on your door that reads, "Bubba, me and Marcel, Donnie Ray and Jimmy Earl went for more ammo and beer, and we'll be back in an hour. Don't mess with the pit bulls. They got the mailman this morning and messed him up pretty bad. I don't think Killer took part, but it was hard to tell from all the blood. Anyway, I locked all four of them in the house. Better wait outside. We'll be right back." That, again, is a Southern home security system. If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.